listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Broome has recorded 7 times the national average of hospital admissions for dog bites. New research revealing nearly 210 patients needed treatment for dog attacks between 2021 and 2023. Shire President Chris Mitchell says residents need to make sure dogs are properly trained.
Make sure their dog is well trained, it's well looked after, and also learn to socialise with other dogs and people, which should significantly reduce any risk of dog attack or biting without provocation.
A new town earmarked for the northwest won't be built. It would have housed 8,000 people halfway between Broome and Port Hedland as part of a massive renewable energy project. It's been rejected due to environmental concerns. A former Labor MP has slammed the federal government's investment into family and domestic violence. Emma Hassar says the $925 million announcement doesn't consider the needs of victims. She says the financial support, while increased, is too restrictive.
If you need a car service or you need new tyres or you need to pay your rego, quite often that money won't be able to be paid for that. And if you're someone fleeing violence, you often have to move away from where you live, your home, your job. The money doesn't go to women to just do whatever they want with.
Tyvin is looking into revitalising the Lake Argyle hydroelectricity project. The site has been out of action since the diamond closure in November of 2020. The mining company is set to prepare a pre-feasibility study on their proposal by mid-year. In sport, round 4 kicked off in the West Kimberley Footy League overnight. Peninsula Bombers recording a massive 91-34 win over Broome Saints. Bombers, Corey Phillips and Dane Victor booting 3 goals each. The round set to continue from 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.